New on Apple TV Plus this weekend, a film called Cherry. It stars Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man in the Marvel movies, and it's directed by the Russo brothers, who did the Avengers Infinity War film and then Avengers Endgame. Cherry is about a disenfranchised young man from Ohio who meets the love of his life only to risk losing her because of his bad decisions and life's challenges.
Guys from Cleveland who are my age just trying to do something good, and here I am feeling sorry for myself because my girlfriend broke up with me.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us Cherry is very different than the Marvel movies.
Absolutely. It's also something that is never dull. It has a lot of flaws, but I was engaged the whole time, and this is a movie that's well over 2 hours, so that's important. Also, you know, we know him as the web-slinger, but Tom Holland is an excellent actor. He does a great job here, shows all the range of emotions you'd possibly want. But the story itself, which is a character piece looking at a young man, disillusioned, he goes off to war, he comes back with post-traumatic stress disorder, gets a drug habit. I have to say, I watched the whole movie, was engaged by it. I didn't really know who he was, and I think that's a real problem when you've got a whole movie focused on one young gentleman struggling through all these different things. But, you know, there's lots of stylistic flourishes here. You can tell the directors have done other things in a more bombastic nature. They bring some of that here. It works at times, it doesn't work at other times. But I have to say, this is the kind of movie you really want to kind of feel and care for the main character. And as much as Tom Holland does, I never quite got there. And that really matters, especially as we're heading to the finale and there's a lot of emotional beats that you hope will have a lump in your throat at the very least. But I just felt intrigued, entertained, but nothing else.
Let's turn to where entertainment meets politics, or could do so, in the form of Matthew McConaughey, well-known actor, and he seems to be flirting with a run for governor in Texas. How intriguing is that to you?
You know, it is in a couple levels. One is, I don't think he's the kind of person who just wants to kind of command the news cycle for a bit. He seems sincere, genuine. He's been giving interviews about a new autobiography he wrote. He's not your typical celebrity. He's also not aggressively left or right. He calls himself a centrist. We don't know the full details of his positions, but I think that's another intriguing part of his persona. But I think he's also being candid that, you know, he needs to run it past his family. He needs to figure out if this is the best way he can be of service. You know, he's over 50 now, and I think he's done so much on the big screen. He's got an Oscar on his shelf. And it's interesting to see that maybe he thinks there's a fresh chapter in his life. And I have to say, I don't know what I think about a possible run, but I certainly wouldn't dismiss it. And I think he'd be an interesting voice in Texas or otherwise.
Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He's got mixed feelings about the new Tom Holland movie Cherry on Apple TV Plus this weekend.